With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some good news for Americans in various areas who are wanting that government shutdown to finally come to an end. Looks like it's going to be a done deal by the end of the day. The House needs to vote to make it happen and then send that final bill on to President Trump. Those who rely on SNAP food benefits can hardly wait, as are some of the stores where they shop. They've been hurting because of the shutdown as well. Maxfield Kaniger founded his market near Kansas City.
People were just kind of on the edge and aren't able to buy food anymore. More and more people are going to these pantries, and that emergency food system has been strained in ways that I personally have not seen before. So most of the organizations that we work with have asked for at least double the food that they get. Many of them are asking for triple and more.
The Senate stalemate caused a suspension of the federal aid affecting about 42 million Americans who depend on food stamps. Marisa Duhaney reports on how air traffic controllers are responding to the ongoing shutdown.
President Donald Trump has ordered all air traffic controllers to, quote, get back to work now. He posted on Truth Social that he wants to give a $10,000 bonus to controllers who have stayed on the job every day during the government shutdown and dock the pay of those who haven't. The Federal Aviation Administration has cut flights to ease pressure on controllers, and frustration is only mounting over the growing number of flight cancellations daily across U.S. airports. Some air traffic controllers, unpaid for nearly a month, have stopped showing up, citing the added stress and the need to take a second job.
This is the erosion of the safety margin the flying public never sees, but America relies on every single day.
And that was a report on the ongoing shutdown, which is expected to end later today. On Wall Street right now, the Dow up close to 400 points. This is SRN News. One Texas pastor returning to his home country.
It was a visa rule change and an extensive backlog of red tape that kept Pastor Albert Oliveira from renewing his legal status in the U.S. The pastor of First Baptist Church of Gordon voluntarily returned to his native Brazil on Sunday. He's keeping connected thanks to technology, holding services and meetings online with his congregation after delegating other duties to one of the church's local associate pastors. He plans to reapply for his proper visa next year to return to his Lone Star State flock. George Williams reporting.
The Christian Post reporting that Nebraska is the latest state to vote to defund Planned Parenthood. Nebraska's Republican Governor Jim Pillen issued an executive order designed to prohibit abortion providers from receiving state tax dollars. At a press conference, Pillen pushed back on the idea that the disenrollment of some clinics from Medicaid will leave women without access. This is SRN News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for the removal of Ukraine's justice and energy ministers amid a corruption scandal.
This corruption scandal goes to the heart of Ukraine's government. The allegation is that key ministers and officials received kickbacks from contractors building defensive structures around the country's nuclear plants. Ukrainian anti-corruption prosecutors allege more than $100 million was stolen and have detained several people. Among those being investigated are the former energy minister, Herman Halushenko, who was suspended from his current post as justice minister. People have already voiced their anger on social media about the scandal, which threatens public trust in the government.
That's the BBC's James Lansdale reporting. On Wednesday, Zelensky urged the prime minister to dismiss Justice Minister Herman Halushenko and the energy minister Slimbata Ganachuk. More on these stories at srnnews.com.